News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Union Minister Narendra Singh Tomar on Sunday reiterated that the centre was ready to talk to the farmers protesting against the new agriculture laws and said that mere gathering of crowd does not lead to revocation of legislation. He urged the agitating farmer unions to tell the government which provisions in these new laws they find anti-farmers. Considering the issue with sensitivity, the government has held 12 rounds of talks with the farmer unions, but decisions on the basis of talks could be taken when objections over the new farm laws are pointed out, the agriculture minister told reporters in Gwalior when asked about the protest. The unions should tell us as to what is anti-farmers in the new laws, he added. You flatly say revoke the laws. It doesn't happen that crowd gathers and the laws get revoked, he said. Farmer unions should tell the government what provisions are against the farmers. The government is ready to understand this and make amendments even today. The Prime Minister himself has said this, the minister added. Now, if the agitating unions are well-wishers of the farmers, then they should make it clear which provisions are creating problems to them, he said. Thousands of farmers have been protesting at Delhi's borders with Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, demanding the rollback of the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Act 2020, the Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Act 2020, and the Essential Commodities Amendment Act 2020. The CBI on Sunday served a notice to the wife of Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's nephew Abhishek Banerjee at his Kolkata residence, asking her to join the probe in the coal pilferage case, a development that could further raise the political temperature in poll-bound West Bengal. The team is likely to question Abhishek Banerjee's wife, Rujira Banerjee, in connection with the case at her residence, sources said. The Central Probe Agency had on Friday carried out a fresh round of searches in connection with the case, they said. The CBI had registered an FIR in November last year against the alleged kingpin of the pilferage racket, Manji alias Lala, Eastern Coalfield Limited General Managers Amit Kumar Dhar of then Kunustoria area, now Pandaveshwar area, and Jayesh Chandra Rai, Kajor area, besides ECL Chief of Security Tanmay Das, Area Security Inspector Kunustoria Dhananjay Rai, and SSI and Security in Charge Kajor area, Debashish Mukherjee. At 2 p.m. today, the CBI served a notice in the name of my wife. We have full faith in the law of the land. However, if they think they can use these ploys to intimidate us, they are mistaken. We are not the ones who would ever be cowed down, Abhishek Banerjee later said on Twitter on Sunday. It is alleged that the accused Manji Lala is involved in the illegal mining and theft of coal from leasehold mines of ECL in Kunustoria and Kajora areas, they said. The assembly elections are due in April, May in West Bengal, where the BJP has launched a vigorous campaign to oust the ruling TMC that had secured consecutive wins in 2011 and 2016 under its leader Mamata Banerjee. Abhishek Banerjee, who is a Lok Sabha member, wields considerable influence in the party and has been leading the Trinamool Congress's counter-attack. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on Sunday slammed the left-front government in Kerala for allegedly not taking any constructive steps to stop love jihad in the state. Though the Kerala High Court had made remarks against love jihad in 2009, the state government had done nothing so far to check it, he claimed, in Kasargod. However, his Uttar Pradesh government had brought out legislation to regulate love jihad and forceful conversions, Yogi said, after inaugurating the statewide Vijay Yatra, led by BJP State Unit President K. Surendran, ahead of the state assembly elections expected to be held in April-May. In 2009, the Kerala High Court had said the love jihad would turn Kerala into an Islamic state. Despite this, the state government is sleeping, the UPCM alleged. Love jihad is a term used by right-wing activists to refer to the alleged campaign of Muslims forcing Hindu girls to convert in the guise of love. BJP-ruled Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh have recently brought religious freedom laws to stop conversion through marriage or by any other fraudulent means. The 15-day Vijayatra, covering all major constituencies in 14 districts, is seen as the official launch of the Saffron Party's poll campaign. Various union ministers and the Saffron Party's popular leaders and star campaigners at the national level are expected to join the Yatra in various days. Union Minister Amit Shah is expected to inaugurate the finale of the Yatra at the state capital on March 7, party sources said. Protests in support of a jailed rapper turned violent for a sixth consecutive night in Barcelona on Sunday, with clashes between police and groups of mostly angry youths in the center of the Spanish city. Like previous days, Sunday began with a peaceful protest in Barcelona where graffiti artists painted a mural critical of Spain's King Felipe VI and his father, former King Juan Carlos I, to show what they called solidarity with rapper Pablo Hasél. But as night fell, the tension increased as protesters, mostly dressed in dark clothes, marched through the city center to the National Police Headquarters. After half an hour of being pelted by rocks, bottles, trash, and firecrackers, Catalan police moved in, supported by vans, to clear the street from the station. Shops of Barcelona's city center were again targeted by vandals who broke windows. More than 100 people, including 7 on Sunday, have been arrested from violent clashes with police since Hasél was arrested on Tuesday to serve a 9-month prison sentence for his tweets and lyrics that insulted the Spanish monarch and praised terrorism violence. Catalan police said that on Saturday, over 35 arrests were made in Barcelona and other nearby towns after rioters smashed store windows and engaged in running battles with police. Other protests across Spain, including the capital Madrid, remained mostly peaceful. And Novak Djokovic has beaten Daniil Medvedev 7-5, 6-2, 6-2 to win his 9th Australian Open Championship and 18th Grand Slam title. The number one seeded Djokovic has won the trophy 3 years in a row at Melbourne Park. He has won 6 of the last 10 major tournaments overall, and his total of 18 slams moves him within 2 of the men's record of 20 shared by Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. The number 4 seeded Medvedev was trying to collect his first Grand Slam title on Sunday, but Djokovic used superb serving and his usual baseline excellence to end the Russian's 20-match winning streak. Medvedev also had won his past 12 matches against top 10 opponents. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.